That was about like the big bad wolf, you know what I mean? We knew we weren't going to get in that pen with that hog, with all them big tushies.
And you know those real stiff hairs on the back?
Yeah, we used to take the meat, you know, and cut it up and fix it, ready to go into the meat house. When we made our lard, we had to take all that meat off of the skin that has the bristles on it, mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
The hairs,
see, they would scrape them hogs whenever they were cleaning the hogs. Uh-huh. But they were a lot of little old bristles and things that would be on those meat skins, you know uh-huh. what I mean? And we uh-huh. would take the skins off of the meat and make the lard out of it. And if we wanted to keep those skins, which was brittle, and they were good just like pork rinds now that uh-huh. you eat, but we had to clean them bristles off of them, make sure they were real good and clean, because sometime whenever they were cleaning and dressing the hog, they wouldn't get all those bristles off. Mm-hmm. And you could take them skins and put them in the stove and bake them, and they were just delicious.
I love that. What's that thing that they feed the hogs in? What's the big...
That's a trough. We used to have to feed them hogs all the time. We give them all the slop off the table. That was the breadcrumbs and things, mm-hmm. and the things that was left on the table, we gave them that. Then we'd give them corn, you know, too, to eat. Mm-hmm. And that was the troughs.
Where did you store all the stuff?
We stored the breadcrumbs off the table, you know, when we would have them, like during the day. They wasn't fed but twice a day. Mm-hmm. And we would store the breadcrumbs in kegs that we would keep the uh-huh. hog feed in, which was called slop.
What are those metal... It's like, almost like metal wire or something around the
metal
keg.
Metal bands around the kegs. Uh-huh. They are called hooks. They keep the keg together. You always
so
had to keep one.
It's not together except by those things?
Yes, and by the band that's around the bottom and the top. And then them two is around the sides, you know, that would keep a keg. Uh-huh. And you can't let a keg dry out. You have to keep water in it. Mm-hmm. Are those bands were turned loose. Mm-hmm. Those bands were turned loose from the wood.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
We used to have kegs that we kept water in at the well, great big kegs mm-hmm. that we'd water the horses in and the cattle when we'd bring them to the house. You know, we'd have branches for them to drink out of in the pasture, but if they wanted to bring them to the house, like a team of mules, if you were using them, you know, and you wanted to use them that evening, you'd bring them in and water them uh-huh. and turn them into the barn in order not have to go to the pasture and get them, and you'd water them at the well and in these kegs. You had to keep water in them.
Did you say y'all had chickens?
Yes,
we had chickens. What's the chicken house called? What's that house called where you keep the chickens?
Well, now a chicken house is where you keep the chickens, the older chickens in. Well, you can keep a older chicken in a coop, but usually the coop is used for chickens whenever they have small. You know, you hatch a chicken and they have small chickens and you want them to stay with the chicken. And they put them in a coop until they got larger, unless you're going to take one to market and you put it in a coop and you take it along to market too. And
when you cook a chicken, what's that lucky part of the chicken cob?
That's the wishbone.
Yeah.
That's the best. That's the breast.
Do you know what the sound that a calf makes when it's being weaned is? Special sound, I don't know.
Well, it'll bleat, you know what I mean? Bang, uh-huh. and bleat for
yeah.
its mama.
What's the low sound of a cow? What's that regular sound he makes?
Moo.
That's all they sound like to me.
Oh, moo.
And a horse, do you know the little sound that a horse makes?
Well, a horse will bray too.
Well.
Yeah, it has a little braying sound to it. Mm-hmm. And it'll nicker.
Uh-huh. What's a hen that sits on its on its eggs?
A setting hen. And the rooster, he just
Do you know what that egg's called that you put in the, what that thing is called that you put in to make the